Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. So good to see all of you here on the line with us tonight. We are definitely excited about what the Lord is doing because he's doing great and awesome things. Before I go any further, let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. We know that Father's Day is coming up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we thank you for being our God and our Father. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We really don't take it for granted that you keep showing up. And you, whenever we gather together, we thank you so much for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. And we just say, Lord God, we dedicate this broadcast once again to you. And we say, Lord Father, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do. We thank you, Lord God, that everyone who's listening now and even those who will listen in the future will be touched by your very presence, just as we are right now. Thank you, Lord God. Touch by your spirit. Touch in those deep places that nobody knows about but you. Touch, Lord God, and meet each and every one of us at the very point of our need, even though we haven't not have even opened up our mouths and said what the need was. But your touch can reach it, reach deep down to it. And so we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We love you so very much, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. And you are the true and living one. And we love you so very much, Lord God. And now we just choose to concentrate on you right now. Hallelujah. And to focus on you. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we've been having such a wonderful time in this month of June. June 2021, in case you're listening to the archives way in the future. And so we're having a good time. And what we're doing this month, and we were led to do this by the Spirit of the Lord, is to have the friends of Get 'Em Radio to come on. We are almost 9 years old. Our ninth anniversary is coming up this November. Hallelujah. And we have had friends, we've had people who have listened to Get 'Em Radio for these past 9 years. I mean, some of them, you know, our whole family of broadcasts, they've listened to on a faithful and just a loyal basis, and have just been such a encouragement to us, to the ministry, in prayer, in giving, and it has been just awesome. And so the Lord just laid on our heart, you know, they have been listening all this time and making comments when we open up the lines and, you know, on the different nights when we have, when we open up the line. And so the Lord laid on my heart, it's time to hear from some of them. So this is the first time that we've done it and call it the Friends of Get 'Em Radio. And we are for sure going to do this again. So those friends that are out there, those ones who've been listening to Get 'Em Radio and just feasting on what God is doing, we're going to get to you, praise God. So just get yourself ready. Amen. So periodically, we will have we'll have more Friends of Get 'Em Radio. Amen. And so what we're doing, what we've been doing this month is we've been meeting the Friends of Get 'Em Radio, and we've been greeting them. Hallelujah. And so we start off with talking to them about their testimony with a few guided questions. And it's interesting that, and I think I said this before, that it's interesting that sometimes you don't know, or people don't know about people until they pass away. And then they look at their obituary and go, oh, my God, I didn't know they did all that. I didn't know God used them like that. You know, you just don't know. And so this is almost like giving them their flowers, you know, now. So something like that, or getting to know the people who listen to Get 'Em Radio right now, you know, getting to know them. And that's what we want to do. And we want to know what God has done in their life. So earlier this month, we started off with Minister Carrie Head, and we got to hear, you know, from her, just beautiful how the Lord, how she was led to Jesus, got filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's what we talk about first, you know, how they got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, water baptism, you know, all of that, and then we're going to hear a word from the Lord through them. Now, last week we had Evangelist Shirley Taylor. Wow, wonderful, wonderful testimony. And we just had a good time. And I just want you to know, if you'd like to listen to our friends number one and number two, the Friends of Get 'Em Radio, you can always Google or go to a search engine, Bing or another search engine, and just put in Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And when you put that in, you should see the link to our Blog Talk Radio platform. Hallelujah. And be able to go in and listen. I know on Google when you do it, they show you, I think, the last five broadcasts, or they have links to the last five broadcasts. But once you get on our Blog Talk Radio platform, you can absolutely feast on over 1,000 broadcasts that we've done over the past 8-plus years. Wow. When I think about it, I just say, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have done, by the Spirit of the Lord, you know, so many different broadcasts. If you're starting a ministry, we have a broadcast on that. You need a 501c3. We have a broadcast on that. If you are buying a house, hallelujah, we have a broadcast on that. You need health insurance, we have a broadcast on that. And so there's a lot of broadcasts. Let us be your reference place where you can go back and refer. If someone has passed away and you're going, people are going through bereavement and you want to know how to minister to them, we have broadcasts for that as well. Hallelujah. Amen. And so anyway, I want to get to where we are today to God. So today we have Sister Janza Preston. Now, I'm going to give her an opportunity to tell you, you know, what she does in her life, and maybe even invite you to be a part of what she does. But the way that I met her is through the healing ministry. And the healing ministry, we get together and at Elder Philip Hawkey's house, you know, back then. And I think a lot of you know who he is, on our prophetic healing ministry. Him and his now wife, Minister Linda, or on that broadcast. And so we met years ago. I want to say how many years ago. It's probably about, I know over five, probably something like 8 years ago, something like that. And we have ministered together. We ministered healing together. We have traveled together. And usually I say the team is her and her mom. And last week, her mom was our speaker, Evangelist Shirley Taylor. And so they are the dynamic mom and daughter duo, for real, just dynamic. God uses them in such a wonderful way. And I can recall even the times where we would get together and pray. Actually, we've done some Gitm Radio, Prophetic Healing, Gitm Radio, broadcast together with them in the room while we were doing the broadcast, and they were praying. So they're praying ladies. They love the Lord. She loves the Lord. Her mom loves the Lord. And they have been great friends to Gitm Radio. So praise God. Without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friends, Sister Janza Preston. Welcome, Sister Janza.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here this evening. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's okay. It's just me and you talking. And everybody else happens to be listening, but it's just me and you talking. So we're going to be nice and calm, and just we're just going to be blessed. Because we always have a good time when we talk, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And you sound good. I'm hearing you nice and clear. Praise the Lord. So
thank
I
you.
Just want to, let's start, Amen. Let's start off tonight with what is your favorite scripture? We know you're going to expound on it later, but just give us the scripture reference, and maybe say a few words about it and before we go on. Okay?
Okay. Isaiah 41:10 is a favorite scripture of mine, and that's because I've stood on that scripture through many things.
Amen.
It's brought me through.
Amen. You want to read it for us or say it?
Oh, yes. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And in the New King James Version, it also adds, "God reassures his loyal worshipers that he supports them no matter what problems they face."
I make
it personal. I said, no matter what problem I face, because that's what it's all about. When you read the word of God, he is talking to you. So put those pronouns, I in me, make it personal.
Amen. All right. All right. So I hear already that you are ready to bring the word. Amen. So amen. So we will give you an opportunity to expound on the word tonight. Amen. But first, let's start with your testimony. Hallelujah. Let's start off by talking about your family, and then you can even tell us what you do for a living, and then we'll go into another part after that.
Okay. With family, I can remember riding in the back of the car, my mom and my grandmother. My mom had this old 54 Buick. And I would be that kid on the back seat of the car, and they'd be going to different church functions, doing whatever they had to do. And even at that point, when they went out to minister to people at their homes, because we did more home visits and personal care. Listen to me. I had to be about 4 or 5. I'm talking about we.
hey, you were ministering, I know it.
Well, I felt like this. I was kind of I like to have fun, so I kept them laughing. But sometimes it's hard to laugh when you're in pain, you know?
Right.
And they would go into individuals' houses and pray with them, bring in the word. They would go bring in food. And I know once or twice we went to a couple of jails, you know. Now, this is after I got older. But wherever there is people, God's word opened doors. So that's what they taught me.
Amen. At a young age.
Yes, ma'am. So, I was that kid. One of the churches we went to, they had, and I've heard other people say this, like I can relate to this. You'd be in church just about all day, and we as kids, we get tired. This one little church had red pillows in the front of the church right at the altar. So they would call all the little kids up there so we can get some sleep while mom and daddy pray, and everybody knew where we were because we're in front of the altar, laying down on the red pillows.
Amen. Amen. That sounds beautiful. Amen. So you've been really in the ministry for a long time. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. That was when I feel like this. That's just how they raised me. But through the years, when you step out and you start knowing the Lord for yourself.
Yes.
That makes a difference because it's good to have that background, but it makes a difference when you start learning God for yourself. And
amen.
And I know we put a lot of caps on as far as religion goes. I'm Catholic, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist. God don't change. How we go to him, the whatever practice we have, that may change. He'll even give you strength to find yourself within all the different hats. My stepfather was Catholic, so within the Catholic religion, you're told you have to raise your kids Catholic. And I was a sophomore in high school, and I was really torn because Grandpa was Kojic, a Kojic pastor. And so I'm going to the Catholic church and Catholic school, and then in the afternoon I'd be going to the Kojic church, you know. And one day in my religious instruction classes in high school, I told a priest, I asked him, he was a young priest, he hadn't quite taken his vows, but, you know, he was just about ready to graduate. And I said, I need to talk to you. So in the classroom, he allowed the other kids to leave, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm torn. I don't know which way is right. Is it the Catholic way that's right or Kojic? I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And all these years later, I can remember him saying, he just looked at me very honestly. He said, which one gives you that personal relationship with the Lord? He said, it's not the title. He said, go by the word. That's
wow.
the one you follow. I was a sophomore
wow.
in high school, and I can remember that. So he has such an impact.
Yes.
And that's how I look at it. And forgive me, but that's the way I see it.
Well, you know what? I think that was a wonderful way to talk to a student. You know, which one gets you into a personal relationship with God? Because that's the bottom line, the top line, and everything in the middle. Hallelujah. It's having a relationship with him. So that God sent you to the right person to ask that question, because you might have gotten all kinds of different answers from all kinds of different people. Amen.
Yes.
So now tell us about your job. We're going to get into the spiritual as well, but tell us about your job, and feel free to give as much information, you know, about it, details about it, because people may need it, the job that you do.
Okay, well, what I'm doing right now, I am what they call a provisional licensed professional counselor. And that means that I've gone through school, passed those tests, I've passed my state test, and therefore I have to be have a supervisor so that to make sure that I dot my I's and cross my T's when I'm counseling people. And the people that I counsel, the normally anywhere from high school through seniors, because the fact is we all need somebody and trust that our business won't be in the street.
Right.
And
right.
The fact is I talk to people regardless of what it is that their concern is. And it's not judgmental, because we all need the Lord. And I don't just talk to people that are Christian. I speak to people that are non-Christian. They'll tell you, I'm atheist. And it will surprise you, because I don't hide the fact that I submit myself to the Lord.
Amen.
But it's like they don't care. As long as they think that you can help them and will help them in that part of their life that they're torn, anyway, right now I am practicing at Triune Coaching and Counseling. That's T-R-I-U-N-E. And the phone number is 636-244-3536. If you prefer to go online, it's www.triune, that's T-R-I-U-N-E, work.com, triunework.com. Give me a call on a personal basis. We'll set up a time. I do teleconferencing, which means I do it online, or you can set up a time and come see me in the office. And okay. that's what I'm doing.
And so you now the Triune Counseling, coaching and counseling is kind of like an agency. So and be counseled. So it's really teenagers.
Oh, that's just the age group that I work with. I work with teenagers as well as adults. Through the age, you know, through senior years. Some people prefer only to work with younger children. We work with families, you know, because sometimes family needs assistance. Myself, besides teenagers and adults, I do what they call group counseling, because sometimes people within a certain area need help. Like I teach soft skills for career services. And I can do that because I'm also in the education system. And I actually, what they call a job coach, I take people out on the jobs and I help them learn their job.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they become independent. So since I do that outside of Triune, I can also teach those classes on those soft skills, how to talk to people on the job, how to learn that job, different things on that nature. I teach people that have substance abuse concerns and also people that have developmental disabilities. In fact, that's my strong suit. I've been doing that for about 10 to 15 years now.
Okay. That's a nice broad range of counseling. Now, when you said you counsel from high school to seniors, I thought you meant like beginning of high school until they became a senior in high school, but when you seniors, you're talking about elderly, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm sorry. I should have made that clear. And that's what got me into that was actually for about several years, we used to do Bible study at the senior citizen, at one of the senior citizens' home out here in St. Charles. And my grandmother stayed out there. So it became more personable because you just can't go in and visit one person. We went in, and as we got to know the individuals, the senior citizens that were there, and even some of the nursing staff, we found a spot where they needed to have a Bible study. So one of the elders of the church, Mom and I, every Sunday morning before we go to our regular church, we go and have Bible study and Sunday school with the seniors.
Oh, beautiful. Amen.
Sometimes doors just open and you have an opportunity. So that's what broadens that range of working with different people.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to, as we continue on with your testimony, this sounds wonderful because some people need counseling. And to have someone who's a Christian to counsel makes all the difference in the world because you're going to see things differently than someone who's not born again. So the name of the company is Triune Coaching and Counseling, T-R-I-U-N-E, Coaching and Counseling. The phone number is area code 636-244-3536, and that's your direct line, right, Sister Jansen?
Well, that's the number, the general number, and we have what they call an answering service, and they will get in touch with me.
Okay, great, great. And you can go online and check them out at www.triunework.com. So it's TRIUNEWORK.com. And, if you know someone who needs counseling, here it is. Amen. Here it is.
Yes.
Praise God. All right.
Because we offer a safe space.
Amen.
For you.
Praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. Well, we may have to talk even some more about this at a later time, because people do need counseling. I know someone who said that sometimes Christians need drugs, you know, to help them mentally. You know, I don't know for sure, but, you know, I know that God will use whatever is necessary to get us where we need to be. Praise God. And
yes, ma'am, because
amen.
That's true.
Amen. So let's go back to you, and thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I did not know this before. I did not know that you are a provisional licensed counselor. No clue. So this has been very this has been a revelation for me. Praise God. Amen. So let's salvation experience.
Okay. As well, we started off with my mom, you know, and traveling with her, and then basically with my walk with the Lord, sometimes there are just troubles, and there were some concerns at home and in just in general. And one day, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit will guide you, and you may not even realize it. I said, you know, I just need to walk. So I walked up, what was that? It was either Mafford or St. Louis Avenue. I'm not even sure at this point. It's been a long time ago. But, I mean, I just walked. And then it was in the middle of the day, and I heard they were having I heard somebody singing praises. I had never been in this church before, but I was troubled. So I went in. I sat in the back. It was a small community of people, 10. I'm stretching it to say 15, but I say 10 or 15. And it was in the middle of the day. And they were praising the Lord. I didn't say anything to anybody. They knew I was there, and I felt better. Well,
amen.
Later on, I came back. I kept coming back. And then, Mom, I said, Mom, I want you to visit this church with me. And she asked me, what church? Because she didn't know that I was going to a different church. And I took her up there, and she said, okay. When we left, she called my grandmother. She said, Mama, do you know anything about this pastor? And she said the pastor's name. Come to find out, my grandmother knew that pastor's grandmother. They were good friends. I had no clue.
Well,
God will take you where you need to be.
Amen.
And that's how my Christian experience furthered, because I stayed with that church for a long time. And then from there, he allow me just to start taking part in other churches. What was it? It was a church on Skinker, Kojic. It's still there. When we moved out that way in University City, we were, what did they call it? Yes, it was Saints Fellowship Mission. And that pastor has passed away, but I'm going to tell you, that seed still grows. All these years, been over 30 years ago. I used to do what they call it? I forgot. Anyway, it's like being a greeter. And
okay.
I looked at the choir. They had two ministers of music. They were dynamic. Oh, my God. And just, and we came to a point where our family changed again. Our dynamic changed. We had a death in the family. Therefore, Mom and I agreed, and the family agreed to allow us to raise some younger members of our family. And all these different things helped bring me closer to the Lord. Even just within the last few years, people don't know this. And I'm only saying this to give people hope. At one point, even after he allowed me to finish college, and that's another story in itself, but anyway, I was out without a permanent job for 4 years.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. And it's not because I hear people say they just don't want a job. You don't know what that person's going through. I would apply for jobs, permanent jobs, couldn't get them. I said, Lord, I need something, please. So it's not dignified, but I'm going to tell you, when you want to earn some honest money, you go to which you need to go. I signed up with Kelly Services. I signed up with Labor Ready, all those different places. They would call me, honey, I would say, thank you, Jesus. And then finally, I signed up to be a substitute teacher for a few different school districts. I said, Lord, you know I need your help because, you know, we have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
One day, we were in Sam's just trying to get some groceries together. And the phone rang, and it was a job, working as a substitute teacher. I said, thank you, Jesus. And then within a half hour, I had almost a month's worth of work.
Hallelujah.
Consistent work. I mean, I had been waiting, but the Lord, and I feel no shame. I was thanking God for that government phone because I couldn't afford a phone. One of my friends said, well, you know, they have these government phones on the corner, and that way you can help yourself. I said, thank you, Jesus, because that's how that call came through on that government phone. I thank you, Jesus, for that. You tell me. I use the practical things because God allows it. And after that, it didn't take any time after that. After those 4.5 years, one of those school districts said, offered me a full-time job.
Amen.
Sometimes you see where people are after they got there, but you don't know what they've been through to get there.
Right.
So don't be envious, because are you willing to pay the cost? I wasn't doing that, but anyway.
Amen. Well, let's jump to, I want to hear about you being filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. What happened with that?
I did kind of skip that part. I apologize. But that little church that I said that I had walked to, I think that was when I was like near the senior year in high school or somewhere around there. I stayed with that church for a long time, and they moved from, I think that was like St. Louis Avenue or Market. They moved over there on Grand. And at that point, and that before they moved, the Lord just talked to me. And I was filled with the Holy Spirit right then and there in that one little corner. In that one little corner. And I praised the Lord. I kind of chuckled for myself because with my Catholic background and me praising the Lord and doing a holy dance, I must have looked funny because it was different.
Now, did anyone pray for you? Did anyone minister to you about being filled with the Holy Spirit, or you just got in a corner and he just filled you with his Holy Spirit?
At that point, I knew about the Holy Spirit because of Grandpa, because he was a cultured minister.
Right.
But it was actually when I went to that little church, going there several times, I was just in it. I was there by myself. There were people around, but when
right.
they were worshiping, it was during the regular worship service in that little corner. That's when I got sealed.
Amen.
That's the time that he chose for me.
Amen. And so praise God. I love to hear stories about, I love to hear when people have hands laid on them and then they are filled with the Holy Ghost. And I also love to hear, that wonderful sovereign move of God when the Lord just touches a person himself and they just begin to speak in with other tongues. Praise God.
I've always been kind of quiet, and that's just my way of thinking about it. He meets you where you are. And since I've been kind of quiet, and that's where he could talk to me and talk through me, and I would listen there. So,
amen.
And that's actually how I received the Holy Spirit, and I began to speak in tongues. I wasn't quite sure myself, so. I know that sounds strange, but I wasn't. Even with my background, I should have known. But I began at that point, but it really became even stronger after I had gone to a different church. It wasn't the churches. It was just sometimes God gives you things, or you allow him to come in at certain points in your life even stronger. And so after I became older, a little bit more wiser, studied a little bit more, they asked, this other church asked again, and I had been a member of that church for a while, if you haven't spoken in tongues, come forward. Now that's, I think, what you're listening for. Even though I was saved, I hadn't spoken in tongues. I do now. I'll say it like that. And it was actually an evangelist. I forgot that lady's name. I apologize. She was a visiting evangelist that came to that church. And she did go through it, and she prayed, and she touched my head. In fact, that same evening, I had a growth near my eyes. And, wow, funny how all this starts coming back now. I had a growth near my eyes, and then I could see this thing just kind of sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us, while we went to church, I did speak in tongues that night. But the growth was still there. And they said, it doesn't matter if the thing is, the growth is still there. You are healed and you stand on that.
Hallelujah.
And so I came home. They told me I'm healed, and I believe it. And so being the person that I am, every morning I go look. I said, no, they told me I'm healed. I believe it. And then after a while, I honestly forgot about it. And then one day the Holy Spirit said, check. And I looked, it was gone. I left it alone. It left me alone. That's been 20 years ago right there. But I'm kind of scared of that, but you give me.
Thank you. I mean, that was good. That was good. That was great. So we're going to go on now, and because we want to hear the word that the Lord gave to you from Isaiah 41. And so we're going to hear the word that the Lord gave to you, and then around 10 o'clock, or in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to open up the line, and those of you who have comments. I mean, surely you're going to want to comment on what the woman of God has said. And so you'll have an opportunity to comment. You'll have an opportunity to ask any questions that you'd like to ask. And if you would like a word from the Lord, a personal prophecy, between the two of us, God's going to give us something for you. Praise God. Amen. Or if you have a prayer request. And we will pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to go ahead right now and give you an opportunity, Sister Jansa, to bring the word of God. Amen.
Amen, and thank you so much again. The Lord speaks to me a lot of times early in the morning. Like 2 or 3 o'clock, I'll wake up, and he'll lead me to the scripture. Most of the time, it's something I have been thinking of, but sometimes he'll lead me to scripture. And I give it time, and he'll let me see what it's all about. Well, with Isaiah 41:10, I have been going through some things, and it says, for many years, I thought that that verse applied to situations of people. In other words, when I was going through the problems of looking for a job and things like that, and I'm doing what I know how to do, I thought that those kind of concerns, you know, that I would stand on that. Fear not, for I am with you. You know, I would stand on that. It says, but there are other times it says, however, recently I have become aware of this scripture when I look on things that to which I have little or no control. However, recently I have become aware of the scripture when one looks at their inner being, when you look at yourself. Look at that inner part of yourself and you say, uh-oh. It says, when individuals face the reality of entrapping oneself in situations which seem overwhelming only because that individual does not appear to have the inner fortitude to say no to weakness or within. So, you know, we come to situations that, okay, should I do this or should I not? And all of us, we have our strength, but we also have our weaknesses. And we have to be aware of that, especially when we're walking on the path of righteousness. And it is no person alive that believes in God that there's something that you're not weak to. So you have to ask God for help. It says, Jehovah through the Holy Spirit will warn through passages of daily scriptures, conversation with others, or directly by the Holy Spirit. So he'll warn us, okay, be careful. He'll warn us in the scriptures that we read, in your Proverbs and in your Psalms. It says, but do you listen or pay attention to the word of God? How far must we as individuals walk down the slippery slope of life before we come to ourselves and go, whoops? How many excuses must be made or reinterpretations must be thought before we realize Jehovah advises us at the what he said at the beginning was true? He will warn us when we read our word. Sometimes in our conversation with other Christian people, they may not know why they're saying certain things to you. But God is directing you. It says, once an individual realizes between you and the Holy Spirit that your weakness has been exposed, it's like, uh-oh, Lord, why didn't I see this? Why didn't I see it coming? Now, let me tell you something. Old devil in a new package. And you don't always recognize those things that can cause you to fall short because it looked different. And then when you do come to that, oh, my God, what do I do? He said, I'm telling you, just go back to the basics. First, continue to read the Bible. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Some of those old scriptures take on a new or renewed meaning within your Christian experience. As I said, Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, fear not. I'm always thinking of things that are outside. But just think, those weaknesses inside, ha, you need God to fight those battles in your mind. It says, Jehovah already knows what you have been facing and your actions. Allow the Holy Spirit to help by listening to him. There are times that you are so busy in your life. And I thought about this recently. It says when Wesley, the musician, mother had a whole lot of children. And she didn't have a space in her house to really go to. She didn't have a church to always go to. What she would do, she had an old rocking chair. And when she sat in that rocking chair and took that old-fashioned apron and threw it over her head and began to rock, those kids had learned, Mama's talking with God, and we need to leave her alone. That's how she took her time and her space with the Lord. So when you wake up on yourself, if all that can be done is to read and listen to the word of God quietly, do that. At this point, you're on the right track. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 15, it says, don't become partners with those who reject God. Can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership. That's war. Keeping it real. The war within you. The devil knows his end result, and he's trying to bring you there with him. That's why he keeps doing some of the things he's doing. But when you pray and you sit and you read that word, you're asking the Lord to take the blinders off. It says, the devil existed with the Father a long time and knows the word of God. If you are more interested in Jehovah's truth, so do you. You choose. Make the decision. Whose report of truth do you want to believe? Remember, The decision involves a choice, God's way or the devil's way. If you choose God, he tells you, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you in my righteous right hand. This takes me back to when I was at one of the churches. One of the deacons, upright young man, had married, had kids in his former years. He had done something wrong. And all this time, when he was out there in the world, no problem. But when he started joining, when he joined church and did things God's way, it caught up with him. And so we were praying, Lord, please have mercy. Don't allow him to go to jail. But the pastor's wife made it real for us because the young man got sent to jail. She said, God will forgive you. But sometimes you have to pay the price of the consequences of what you have done. Your brethren has to pay that cost. Don't leave them alone. Continue to pray for them. Continue to encourage them. And then the person themselves that may have fallen, keep your eyes on God because he will help you through. It says, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, Jehovah, God the Father, or Jesus, God the Son, word does not change. In the New Testament, Jesus tells Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when you once have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And that's the same thing that they were teaching us with this young man. Pray with him and pray for him. And then with him, they're saying, now you've been that route. Help your brethren, encourage them in ways that some of us couldn't because we hadn't been that route. So we may not know the right words to say. But you can. It says, any temptation you face will be nothing new to the Christian body of believers. The situation may be uncomfortable to speak of, but not new. The word tells us, but God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. But he always provides a way of escape so that you will be able to endure and keep moving forward. We talked about the person that had fallen and had to go through it. But there are those times when we can say, through the Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus, you had the victory in my life. There's going to be those times too. And if the right path is chosen, give thanks that with the help, you remain on the holy path of righteousness. And stated, however, if you stray a portion or a piece or all the way, ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus and make peace if you affected any other person's walk. Ask them for forgiveness. Don't let pride stand in your way. Also, a word to the wise. The temptation will return in different package until you conquer that thing. So be careful. Stay prayed up. My grandmother used to tell me, pray in season and out of season. Therefore, stay prayed up so you will not be able to, to recognize when trouble is coming and run to Jesus for strength to overcome without fail. And I think it's in Proverbs, it tells us, when you see the lion coming down the street, that lion represents trouble in this case. Run to him. Hallelujah. because that's where your help comes from. And that's why I'm going to end this word. Just run to the Lord, because that's where your help comes from. Amen.
Amen. Run to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I don't think Pastor Price is on tonight, but that's like one of her favorite things that I'm trying to think if that was it was a secular song. I Want to Run to You. Whitney Houston did it, and she changed the words to run to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we gotta
run. Yes, ma'am, run to the Lord. We're just keeping it real. Even in our Christian walk, sometimes we fail, but run to him.
Amen. And this it made me think of something that I was out street evangelizing a long time ago in New Jersey. And it's amazing how the people on the street know the word of God. They may not look like it, but they know it. And so this guy, man, he was like drunk on a Saturday morning from Friday night. And he was sitting on the porch, and they were sitting on the porch frying chicken wings in the morning on a Saturday morning out on the porch. And so we struck up a conversation with them, a group of people, and one guy began to say, you know, God is married to the backslider. And I know he's married to me. And he began to say how he was backslidden. He had backslidden so bad he used to be a preacher and backslid. But he knew for assurance that he was married to God, that God was married to the backslider. And I'll be honest, at that point, I did not even know that scripture, but I went and found it, you know, after that. And so, I mean, that just goes right along with what you're saying. Run to him. Don't run away. If we go astray, ask for forgiveness, and don't let pride, you know, get in the way of that. Amen. You said a lot tonight. So thank you. Did you want to say something else?
I was just saying I hope it helped. I know I was kind of looking inside myself. And we all go there someplace sometimes. And when we have to. Is how can you help somebody else if you can't go to God yourself?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. You know, how can you help someone unless you can go to God yourself? Because that's the greatest help that we can give to anyone is to go to God and get help for them. So, you know what, we're going to open up the lines in a moment. Praise God. We're going to, Pastor Mom, we're going to go to her first, and then anyone else, we're going to open up the lines for you. I want to say, I got so many things in my head right now. we want to bless the woman of God tonight. She doesn't have a Cash App right now, but this is what we've been doing is, for those who don't have a Cash App, just send your love gift to Get 'Em Radio or Cash App, Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. And in the memo portion of it, say that this is for Sister Janza, J-A-N-Z-A. Say that, and we'll make sure that offering love gift does get to her and more, because we're going to bless her as well. So send your love gift sign, Get 'Em, GITM Radio. Praise God. And now, before we go any further, I just have to stop here for a moment. You know, I thought it was really great when she was talking about, you know, getting back to the basics and being aware of your strengths and your weaknesses and, you know, and letting God direct you. I mean, this is just wonderful, wonderful word of God. And I want to stop right here for a few moments. And if someone doesn't know for sure that they are born again, if you don't know for sure that you're born again, you're at the right place right now at the right time, because the Lord wants you to be saved. Now, Sister Jansa talked a lot about her mother and her father, you know, how they were saved and they prayed for people and they took her to church and all that. And, you know, all of that is great. And there comes a time when God is not only your mother's God and your father's God, but that he is your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. If you don't know for sure, if there's any doubt in your mind, in your heart at all, this is your time to settle this with God. Amen. To receive him as your Lord and Savior. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So God wants you to be saved and believe that everybody needs to be saved. Hallelujah. Nobody is left out. Amen. The greatest Christian you've ever heard of needed to be saved. Hallelujah. No matter if they have alphabets before their name, after their name, no matter if they're the Pope or over a large denomination, still need Jesus, still need to be saved. Amen. And so God made a way for us to be saved. Romans 10:9 says it very clearly. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And I want to say, boom, hallelujah. You shall be saved, boom. Drop the mic, that's it. Amen. And so what the Lord wants you to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And all that means is saying a prayer, praying, confess, say it out of your mouth. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, and believe in your heart. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that the Bible describes what Jesus really did. Amen, and that God has raised him from the dead. Make a choice to believe that. None of us saw this happening. None of us was back there 2,000 plus years ago to see any of this. We have to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. And there's something that Sister Jansa said about believing. Hallelujah. That it really stood out. Oh, she said that they told her that she was healed and she believed it. Amen. And when she believed it, she got healed. This thing totally went away, and it's been over 20 years ago. Believe it. Believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And so repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Just make that choice in your heart and pray this prayer, and you shall be saved right here and right now. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins to my life. be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I am born again, saved, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we pray that prayer, and I can even perceive that somebody just got saved. Hallelujah, I perceive. There's a joy in my heart. Hallelujah. And that means that there's joy in heaven right now because somebody prayed that prayer and somebody got saved. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter if you've been in the church for many, many years. My sister, I keep God bless her, she's out and about today. And so, but anyway, she often says, you can sit in a garage for years and not become a car. So there are people who may have been at church for years and never really received Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. You know, and their testimony may be, oh, my daddy was saved, my mom was saved, my grandparents were saved. But tonight, you got saved, for real. Hallelujah. I prayed with a man. He's a trustee in a church, been going to church for many years, but never, ever prayed and asked Jesus to be his Lord and Savior. And the man was 90 years old. But hallelujah, when he got saved, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It was a joyous time, and we praise God. And it was nothing against him that he was there for all those years. You know, even a great trustee in the church. But God wanted to make sure he was saved. Glory to God. Anyway, I want to open up the lines. I got my evangelism on me today, and I won't say excuse me. It's just here. Praise God. So we pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, those who receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We pray right now that you are filled, you're baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire and power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. In the name of Jesus, and we bless God for you right now, and we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom, who's about to say something in a few moments, is the senior pastor. Hallelujah. And we meet, the East St. Louis Christian Center we meet, same line, 516-418-5699. At 11 a.m. on Sundays. Hallelujah. And while I'm talking about it, I want to say on this Sunday is Father's Day, and we have two dynamic fathers who, between the two of them, have over 70 years of fathering experience, and most of all, they love the Father. Hallelujah. So we're excited about what they're going to be doing on this Sunday, or what the Lord's going to give them to do on this Sunday. So without saying anything else, we're going to open up the lines. Press your number one key. If you have your number one key pressed and you have my phone number, text me and let me know, because I see Pastor Mom and I see Pastor Catherine, and we're going to open the lines for them. But go ahead, press your number one key and just bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. And encourage the women of God is what I'm trying to say. Opening the line now for Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, hopefully you're in a good place to get this call. Pastor Mom?
Yes. How everybody's right. And this is really good. And I'm
We can hardly hear you, Pastor Ma.
You can hardly hear me.
Okay. You were saying it was a good word tonight?
Hello?
Yes, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Well, now, what were you saying? Now we can hear you.
I said the Lord is good to all of us, and I like to hear him talk and to see her friends. Good for her friends. It's a very good friend. And I pray some love for you all.
Amen.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. So, I just wanted to let people know, some of you may not know, Pastor Mom is 88 years young, and this is a little late for her tonight. pray for my mom, okay? Pastor Mom.
That'd be an honor. Thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask forgiveness for anything thought, said, or did that's not like you. And, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for a long life, good life, the fruits of life. Lord, if there are any aches and pains, we ask that you would touch and heal her body. Give her your peace in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Is Elder Pam in there with you? Does she want to say anything?
Mm-hmm. I can't hear.
Okay. All right. Love you, Pastor Mom. Have a blessed night.
Okay. Same as you all. Good night. Have a very good night.
Good night, honey.
And I love all of you.
Yes,
I love you, Pastor Mom. Good night. Amen. He love all of us for real. Amen.
Yes,
I see several of you have pressed your number one key. Let me ask, Evangelist Shirley, did you want to say anything? I think I hear your voice in the back.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say how I enjoyed what I heard tonight. You know, we do have to, as she said, we have to look inside of ourselves, and we have to examine our own selves sometimes. And then I used to be a circle of song called Man in the Mirror. And so what she was saying, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? And then when you look in the mirror, it's easy to see somebody else. But when you look in the, inside yourself, what do you see? So she brought that. I think she brought that out very good, that we have to sometimes look inside of ourselves and re-examine ourselves and see what the Lord is telling us to do and do exactly what He say do. And when we fall, we don't have to wallow, as my mother used to say. Get up. And ask the Lord to forgive you. And then go on and do what God say do. So I think she brought that out very good. Thank you. Because I have to look inside myself and get me right. And the Lord has to get me right sometimes. Because we all fall short. I thank you, daughter. You did a very excellent job.
All right.
I feel no saying Mama can be prejudiced if she wants to.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's good when your mother say you did good, daughter. You did good. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Shirley. Praise God. Pastor Shirley.
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, now, and I'm thinking of Pastor Catherine. All right, you guys really press your number one key. So this is who have pressed your number one key so far. I'll let you know what we're doing here. Pastor Catherine, and then we have Minister Carrie, Reverend Treva, Pastor Sheila, and Minister Elaine, in that order. So hold on for me. Don't go anywhere. We're going to open a line for you. We'll start with Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening, everyone. And good evening. I just want to say thank you, Apostle, for all of your friends that have been on this month. And just thank you so much for Sister Janza tonight. It's really been good. I have enjoyed her testimony. I've enjoyed all of their testimony. And all of them have been different. And
yes.
I just see what the Lord has what the Lord is doing. I thank her for that scripture, which is one of my favorite scriptures, 41, Isaiah 41 and 1. You know, we pray that every morning. So I just want to thank her so much. And we have to look on the inside, because sometimes we always want the exterior to be straightened out, but a lot of times that inner man, that those thoughts and things, like she was saying, need to be straightened out too. So I just want to tell her thank you so much. But I had a question I wanted to ask her, because as she was brought up, it was kind of similar to the way my son was brought up too. And my prayer was always that God, that he would not be confused, because we were started off in a Baptist church. However, he was a little boy, almost a little baby, but he knew when we, I said, well, he was about 10 years old when we left the Baptist church, and then we went to the non-denominational church, and then we went to, sent him to a Catholic school, and then he went to, for high school, he went to a Lutheran school. And so even as I wanted to ask you, even in your adult time, after the priest had told you that you're just to have to go by what the word is saying, to have a relationship with the Lord, Were you still confused as you were growing up?
Actually, that helped me, because it didn't matter what title was on the religion. What I would do if my grandpa helped me with this as well. Write it down. He said, daughter, read and ask the Holy Spirit to break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went straight to the word. And I guess that's sometimes why I still get up at 2 or 3 in the morning, because that's when the Holy Spirit meets me.
Praise
and
God.
So if he has questions, he'll do that. The Holy Spirit will talk to him. And that'll remove that confusion. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen.
Yeah. We always try to, you know, kind of explain to our son, you know, the things that we believed in, and that he was to have a relationship with the Lord, and it was not those other religious things that others did that made them closer to any closer to God. But don't you also think that because of God, the way God sent you, it opened the door for what you even the job that he's given you, the ministry that he's given you for today, it has opened the door for that. Also, because you have to minister to many different types of people, even right now, that come from all types of denominations. I know that's true. So I think he has to put, That was preparation also for you.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'm in agreement with that.
because it makes you more, you're respectful.
Yes.
You don't have to, you know, wear that same shoe, but you're respectful. And you know that, and I believe that the Holy Spirit will help you help that person where they are.
Yes. Right, right. And that was another thing that you said, that if you've been through that, if you've gone through that journey, then you can really help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was good that you said, too. So I just want to say thank you so much. Once again, I've enjoyed all your testimony and your message tonight. So thank you so much, Hugh.
Thank you. And Pastor Catherine, I'm honored. Because I listen, we're speaking in tongues. Ooh. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. So God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. We're opening the line now for Minister Carrie.
Oh, good evening,
welcome,
everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello to Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy and Minister Danza and all the saints. I thank the Lord for how your testimony tonight, because it did touch so many different areas, even how he drew you and everything, and how he gives you an ear to listen and then respond. And I just thank the Lord for that, even because sometimes when you do grow up in the different churches or denominations, there is a confusion, and you're hearing this and you're hearing that. And I thank the Lord for the word that, you know, as you get into the word, that he makes it real and reveal. And so that is so good. And I just praise the Lord for you and everyone. And we just bless you. You and your mom. And the joy, there's so much joy in your voice, your testimony. And so I just thank the Lord for that.
Mr. Carey, thank you. And thank you for just listening in.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for those wonderful comments. Amen. Okay. We're going to hear from Reverend Treva. And I want to put a little bit in real quick, since we're talking about the different denominations. And I was thinking about myself as a child. I went to the Lutheran church across the street, and my mom and my grandmother went to the Baptist church. I think my grandfather went to the Methodist church, and my grandmother on my father's side was Kojic. And so I can remember going to the Kojic church and the women shouting and the wig flying off their heads. So,
yes, ma'am.
I mean, that was like the most entertaining church to go to when I was young. And but you know, I go back to my time as a Lutheran, and that was, you know, where I learned the song "Fairest Lord Jesus, Lord of all nations, Son of God and Son of Man." Mm-hmm. And it was like I look back at that time and see that God was touching my heart even back then in the Lutheran church. And so, you know, and I think, you know, even if we do go to different denominations, there may be times where that's where we're supposed to be at that time.
Amen.
You know, and yet drawing us closer to him. Okay. All right, I'll let you guys talk. Reverend Treva. I'm from California. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Hi, everybody. Hello. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, Pastor Mom, Minister Janza, and everybody in the prospective places. God bless you tonight. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your testimony and hearing you talk tonight and sharing. It really ministered to my heart. And I just give glory to God for using you tonight. I want to say thank you. And God bless.
Reverend Chiva, thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm grateful. And California, ooh, that's all right.
Yeah. By way of Georgia, I was born in Georgia, lived in Germany for 2 years as an infant and a toddler. And then you'll hear me next week. We came to California nearly in the 60s.
Amen. So, yes, we'll be here, Reverend Shriva, on next Thursday by way of announcement. Amen. She will be with us Thursday, Lord willing, June the 24th. And so we look forward to hearing from Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
Uh-oh, I cut it off too quick. God bless y'all.
I said, God bless you guys and good night.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now we're going to open a line for Pastor Sheila, who is Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza's pastor. Welcome. Good to see you again, Pastor Sheila.
Great. Praise God, and God bless you, Apostle, and also to Pastor Mom and Sister Janza. I am so godly proud of how God is using you and opening up doors for you. Enjoyed the testimony of where God has brought you from. It reminds me of the song, Look Where He's Brought Me From. Brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. And when you think about the scripture that you highlighted on tonight from Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. It is such an encouragement to let us know that no matter what we face, just as you stated, that even when you were looking for a job, how God opened up the doors and provided a way. And even before the doors were open, God was yet making a way out of no way. So that is such an encouragement to let us know that when we seek God, just as the psalmist said, when we seek God and God hears our prayers, that he delivers us out of all of our fears. And so to God be the glory for all the things that he's done in your life. And I thank God that you are working as a Christian counselor. We need so many more counselors who believe in God's word and really seek the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and to give words of wisdom to those who are seeking counsel. So we thank God for you.
Thank you, Tessa. I'm honored. And I know it's late, but I thank you for being here on the line with me and for your teaching. I'm very grateful.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Sheila. And I still have your phone number. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So look for me. My phone number starts with 973. So don't think I'm calling trying to, you know, one of those calls where people are trying to get something from you. So mine starts with 973. Okay.
I'm writing that down. 973. Amen.
Right. I won't be soliciting. Praise God.
Praise
right.
God.
God bless you. Good to hear from you again. Amen. All right. Minister Elaine from North Carolina.
Oh, by glory, way of, hallelujah.
By way of
welcome.
What? Amen. Yes. And my second home, St. Louis, I miss y'all. Good evening, Apostle, Pastor Mom, Minister Jan, and everybody else that's on the line, good evening. I know this is God because I'm an hour ahead of y'all, And Apostle knows I'll be getting back up for my sleep, but the Lord had me stay up. Minister Jansa, you really blessed me this evening. Thank you for your testimony. It was so enlightening, so good. And you said my favorite scripture, Isaiah 41:10. I always refer to it when I'm going through, or when something's coming against me, or when God has to correct us, or you know, He allows you to look into at yourself and do a self-correction. I always go back to that scripture. He will uphold me with His righteous, not just with His hand, but His right hand. And that just really blessed me, just to hear how throughout the year He has upheld you and continues to uphold you. And I just want to say thank you. Continue, you know, to press into to the ways of the Lord. And you are blessing people. You blessed me the time we spent a couple of weeks ago. You blessed me, truly a woman of God. So thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate it, and I love you.
Thank you. Thank you for staying up. I understand. and I'm glad that what he gave me to share was a blessing. Thank you.
It was.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Yeah, I was a little surprised to see you, but happy. Glory to God.
It was God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, praise the Lord. That's all the number one key press that I see. Amen. I'll still give you guys a little bit more of an opportunity. I'm going to say what's going on Get 'Em Radio for the next week, and then we'll come back to you, Sister Jansa, for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. And I know it kind of seemed like it went so fast. That was fast, wasn't it? But yeah, we're almost at the end of the broadcast here. Praise God. So like I said, you have an opportunity. Anyone, if you want to press your number one key, I will look at our studio board and see if you want to say something. Amen. So with Get 'Em Radio, today is Thursday the 17th. Our next broadcast will be this Sunday. And as I said before, it will be Father's Day. We stay excited over here about the things of God. And what's going on this Sunday is we have two guest speakers, two male guest speakers. One is my brother-in-law, Lenny Yarbrough. He's been my brother-in-law for almost 40 years. And I know him to be an excellent father, a man of God. And then my good friend, Bishop Aaron McClary. Oh, now, Brother Lenny is from he's from Memphis, Tennessee. And Bishop Aaron is from Atlanta, Georgia. So, and these two men, I wanted to really network and get them together as well, because they're both really, really men of God that God is using in great ways. They've never met each other, but they're going to minister together on Sunday. And so the Lord has given me a vision about what to do with them. Let me go back a little bit. First of all, Minister Lenny is a musician, and he's a professional musician. And so he's going to be doing our praise and worship. He plays the flute and the saxophone. So however the Lord leads him, that's what he's going to be doing for our praise and worship on Sunday. Bishop Aaron is a singer and has been a professional singer in his life, singing like opera and, of course, giving praises to the Lord. So the Lord may lead him to sing a song on Sunday. But this is the vision that I see from the Lord for Sunday is after they finish ministering to give the Father's blessing. And I just talked to them and said, pray what kind of blessing the Father wants to give through you. And it's going to be an individual blessing for everybody on the line. I mean, we're gonna go down the line, like, you know, we're opening the line now and say, okay, Sister Janza, this is your word. Go ahead, you know, Minister Lenny, go ahead, Bishop. So you'll have a word from the Lord on that day. So don't miss your Father's blessing. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome. I don't know exactly how God's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. It's going to be so good. Okay, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. And then on Monday, we have our teaching, our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who lives in Ohio, and God uses her in a great way, digging into the Word of God, hallelujah, and then even teaching us how to dig into the Word of God. So this Monday, she will be teaching. It's always good. Praise God. And then on Tuesday, the Bible teaching is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's not, we don't open up the lines on that. So it's, you know, you can listen to that. You can listen to that while you're eating your lunch, while you're shopping, doing groceries, riding down the street, whatever. You can listen to that anywhere, anytime. That's why I like radio, you know, that you can just listen. Anyway, on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We pray in tongues for approximately 1 hour. We have four volunteers, and you guys have been volunteering really, really well. Anyone can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. Praise God. Anyone can volunteer to do that. And so after we pray for about an hour, then we have interpretation. And the interpretations are so awesome that the Lord is telling me, just don't write the interpretations down and leave them there. They need to be repeated in different settings because the interpretation is a word from the Lord. Praise God. So we have been blessed by going back and hearing those interpretations. Praise God. So that is on Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, Praying in Tongues. And all of our broadcasts are on the same phone number, 516-418-5699. No PIN, no extra numbers, just dial that number. Praise God. On Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be on July the 14th. And that is prophetic healing. Praise God, prophetic healing. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Don't miss it now. And on July 14th, that's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we have Elder Philip Hawkey. God has given him such a great anointing and for healing, and his wife, Minister Linda. Praise God. So it's always good. And, you know, we've had broadcasts where over 15 people have gotten healed, or 15 healings have happened in one night. I mean, miraculous. And healings that last. Glory to God. Amen. So, all right. So mark your calendars for that. Wednesday, July the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we're back to next Thursday, the 24th, the last Thursday in June. we're going to have Reverend Treva, hallelujah, from California. Amen. A beautiful woman of God, praying woman of God. And I've known her for many years through my sister and my spiritual mentor, my spiritual mother, Pastor Price. Praise God. And so we've known each other for a while, Reverend Treva. So it's going to be good, wonderful to hear from her next week, to hear what the Lord is saying through her on next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. So it'll be the same format where she'll give her testimony and then she'll bring the word of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we have tonight. And we want to get closing remarks. Oh, let me say this one more time for those who maybe came in late. You have an opportunity to sow into the woman of God, Sister Janza. Janza is J-A-N-Z-A. You can seed into her by via Cash App through Get 'Em Radio. And Get 'Em Radio's Cash App is $GITM Radio. No spaces in between. But $GITM Radio. And on the memo part of it, just simply put on there for Sister Janza. Praise God. And she will get all of the love offerings that you send, and she's going to get more because we want to bless her too. God. Amen. Amen. And I want to thank all of you. You guys have been giving. Oh my goodness. You have been giving, and it's just been awesome. Minister Carey, who came on, People Gay, Evangelist Shirley, amen. So you all have been giving, and all I say is you pray, you ask the Lord, you know, because this is not tithe. Tithe is a whole other thing if you do that at your church, amen. But for those who are giving, just simply ask the Lord. If he says to give, then you make sure you give, okay? If you're not hearing anything, you just keep on going and just keep praying for us. And we pray for you as well. Hallelujah. And even those who have given, I just want to say a quick prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to Sister Janza for her closing remarks and closing prayer. Say, Lord, we thank you for those who are giving tonight and those who have given. Your word says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, even right now, that the givers will receive overflow. Amen. That pressed down, shaken together, and running over, overflow from giving tonight in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that the Lord will make you a thousandfold more than what you are right now and bless you as he has promised you. Oh, Lord, let us get it. Let us get it. Hallelujah. Let us get it in our hearts and our minds, and so that we're able to receive it when the thousandfold blessing comes. Hallelujah. Oh, don't get me started on the wealth transfer. I'm not going to get started on that tonight, but we're in the middle of it right now. Make sure you're in on it. Praise God. Amen. So now we're going to go back to Sister Janza and hear closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Hi, I just want to thank everyone for standing with me this evening and allowing me to share the word of God and allowing me to have a moment to just testify and thank him for walking with me through the years. And also, please remember Triune Coaching and Counseling.
just call if you want to share, if you want to talk, if you need someone to talk with. And I want to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have this time, and we know it's late for many of us. So, Lord, we ask that you would redeem the time and allow us to have a good and restful night's sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And I want to say once again, Triune, T-R-I-U-N-E, coaching and counseling for all ages. Amen. Coaching and counseling. The phone number is 636-244-3536. And you can go online to www.triunework.com. So that's TRIUNEWORK.com. Praise God, because sometimes the saints need some counseling. Amen. And she's in the St. Louis area, but they also do it on via Zoom,
like,
or Skype.
Even teleconference, because some people, they don't, you know, have the Zoom. We do it over the tele. You can do it just by a regular telephone call.
Amen.
So.
Hallelujah. Well, remember that. Praise God.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. An offering just came through the door for you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you.
Hallelujah. So you know you got something coming. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. We certainly enjoyed you tonight. We enjoyed the Spirit of the Lord that rests, rules, and abides in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And in your mother who's sitting on the side just grinning. I see her grinning. Praise God.
You know.
Amen. Amen. I see you. I see you, Evangelist. That's my baby. That's my baby. Praise God. Amen. And we're... What a blessing. Praise God. Without any further ado, I'm going to say good night. Did you want to say something, Evangelist Shirley?
Now, this is Jan. When you said that picture came with you and your mom, and mom and I, we all came together that one Sunday. That's still on my Facebook. I look at that picture and smile.
Amen. We had a good time that day. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We all had a good time in the Lord, and most of you have been on from the beginning. And so I just thank God for you. I'm always honored when I see that, and I don't take it for granted. Thank you all. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people that.